The Little Prince is an iconic book, from its illustrations to its cast of characters. The prince teaches lessons of friendship, growing up, and dreams. And there's no better theater company to present The Little Prince than the Theater of the Dream, in French, Théâtre du Rêve, Atlanta's own Francophone theater company. The show will be performed in the original French, but will include English super titles. It stars Chris Kayser as the aviator. I spoke with him and Théâtre du Rêve artistic director Carolyn Cook, who is also directing the play. So the book, The Little Prince, is one of the top-selling books in history. What is it about this story that has withstood the test of time?
It's mysterious.
Mm-hmm. It's adventurous. And it's very, very personal at the same time. Everybody remembers what it's like to believe with the eyes and ears of a child, and it recalls that even in grown-ups, while it's gently mocking grown-ups. And there's love story in there. There's a bit of everything. It's just fantastic.
There's magic. There's journey. I think there's very much the sense of taking a journey, setting out into the world to try to discover what you can, and then returning home changed by your experience. And that is true of both of the central characters in the story, the pilot, played by Chris Kayser, in our production of The Little Prince, and the prince himself, who returns to his planet, spoiler alert, with with a newfound understanding of what to do when he gets there.
The book and the play teach you to see with the heart. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's the big two phrases in French. It goes, on ne voit bien qu'avec le cœur, l'essentiel est invisible pour les yeux. You only see well with the heart, and what is essential is invisible to the eyes. So, and it talks about not being distracted by details and looking into the heart of someone with your heart to really know them, understand them better, rather than just taking in some sort of shallow imprint of who and what they are.
The superficial,
mm-hmm.
No room for it.
Move deeper than the superficial.
Yes.
Really, really look from the best part of yourself into the best part of the person you're with.
Yes. Mm. It's beautiful in translation as well as in the original. What is the play adaptation like? Does it include the entire original story?
Almost the entire story is in there. We cut one or two small scenes just to move the action along, but it is the story of an aviator. The author, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, was an aviator in the early years of aviation, and the main character who speaks in the first person is the aviator. But at the beginning of the book and at the beginning of our play, he's talking directly to us, saying, when I was six, I drew pictures, and the grown-ups told me not to waste my time on foolish things, but to take life seriously. And then I had an adventure. I had an experience when my plane crashed in the desert, and I learned something different, and I met this little prince. And so we go through that whole experience of the pilot meeting the prince, and then we go back through the prince telling the story of his entire journey to get to where he is. So, Chris, do you want to say more about that, about the story?
Well, you know, what artist hadn't heard that from the quote-unquote grown-ups? This is a bad idea.
You know,
a life in the arts, run away, you know, you'd be far better off. So all of us in the arts, you know, you just wouldn't be happy doing anything else, and really it's virtually always a labor of love, and that's thematic in this book, and, you know, we just so gravitate towards the story and the characters.
One more reason to love it.
Yeah.
Well, there are many characters in this story, but you just have a cast of two.
Yes, but I have Chris Kayser.
You'll see me, speaking of flying around, changing costumes, changing bodies, changing voices, changing hats. So that's all, you know, thrilling for an actor. It's very, very fun to do that.
And it's built into my idea of what the story is about, that it is the pilot telling us about his experience with the little prince. So every other character is the pilot playing that character for us so that we can see the little prince's experiences.
So it isn't so far-fetched.
No, I don't think so at all.
Well, one of the most remarkable things about the book is the illustrations. Mm. Does the stage design reflect the illustrations?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked about design because I love my designers so much. Barrett Doyle is our set designer, and he has created a beautiful desertscape and planetscape and a little tucked away workshop where we see the pilot being an artist again. After his experience with the prince, there's something has been called out in him, and he's begun to draw again. So we get all of that. We're not using illustrations directly from the book. We're not slavishly trying to follow the book, but we are certainly doing homage to the book.
I beg your pardon.
In our visuals.
I do two drawings.
Oh, all right. All right. Chris does a drawing that's pretty much straight
every
out of the book.
Every performance.
But our costume designer, Jennifer Schottstadt, has created a gorgeous costume for the little prince that definitely reflects what you see in the book, and a number of costumes for all the many characters that you see. Our puppetry designer, Russ Vick, has created the rose, the character of the rose.
And the snake.
Mm-hmm. And the there's a very magical allusion in the book to the prince catching onto a flock of wild birds to make his journey from one planet to the next. We call them the space birds. And Russ has created exquisite space birds for us. So you'll see just the magic really, really does happen. It really is visually beautiful. And then we have sound by Rob Brookshire, and Alex Riviere is creating a starscape. It's rich. It's really rich.
The Little Prince contains a series of morals or almost like parables. Is there one that's a particular favorite for each of you?
We've said two of them already, and that's see with the heart and what's essential is invisible to the eyes. And another one, oddly, because it's couched in language, is that language is the source of misunderstanding. And yet it takes language to convey that. That's pretty cool.
I think for me, there's a repeated theme of taking oneself seriously. Je suis un homme sérieux. I'm a serious man.
Oui.
And that being willing to set that aside and recognize that the things that we consider to be serious, like wealth or status or power, et cetera, are not as deeply serious as the love between two people. Or the sense of empathy, compassion, or the sense that I am responsible for my fellow human. And I think for me, the phrase, je suis responsable de ma rose, I am responsible for my flower, my rose, that's deeply powerful to me, that it takes time and it takes seeing with the heart to really build a relationship, and that that is as serious as an endeavor as anything a human can do.
Well, speaking of taking time, 21 years ago, you started this. The
yes.
two of you were in the very first production of Théâtre du Rêve. Did you think you'd still be making French theater back then?
I didn't think we'd do more than one play, that first play.
Who knew? Yeah, we after the one play, we were just so relieved. And we said, oh, my gosh, we made it. We did it. You know, now, yeah, it's unbelievable that 21 years later we're still doing it.
We've known about Carolyn's fluency, but I remember the first time I saw you act in French, Chris, I was just blown away. How long have you spoken French?
I first learned the language about 1971, I was over there in Europe with, you know, my girlfriend, my backpack, and then I fell in with some French radical guys, and, you know, it was the Vietnam era, and they invited me to stay for the school year. So I stayed a school year in 1970-71, and I really sort of got it then, and I was, you know, well on the way. I really, you know, spoke nothing but French all the time. And then when I came back, I was on fire with it, and I got a degree in it. And in November, I'll be going back. I've got a little side career in France. This will be my sixth trip to do theater in France in November.
Yeah.
First two with the Théâtre du Rêve, but now I'm sort of, I mean, who knew that a 67-year-old white guy could be exotic? I'm sad. The first time in my life I'm exotic. You know, they
You're I'm, Southern.
An actor that can, you know, an American actor that can speak French, and they like it. So.
And Caroline, you are 6 months into your return as artistic director of Théâtre du Rêve.
That's right.
How's it been going?
Oh, it's wonderful, Lois. The things that Park Krausen did in the 10 years that she served as artistic director of the company really, really set the stage for where we are now. We have this marvelous experience of having traveled to France, as Chris alluded to, and then now we have this base of audience in Atlanta who are so excited about what we do. And I feel like my job is to serve. My job is to serve what's been created over the 21 years of the company, and to serve our audience, and to try to be responsible, to be responsible for this wonderful blossoming flower that is the theater company.
And you are reaching out to audiences and to the community even more with an event on Saturday.
That's right. On Saturday, February 3rd, from 2:30 to 5:30, we're doing an event called The Heart of Translation with the A-R-T, art in parentheses there in the word heart, talking about the experience of transforming a story from one language into another and what happens, how when you translate, you bring the heart or the soul or the style or the feel of the piece from one language to another. So we will be performing scenes from The Little Prince in French and English, of course, but also German, Spanish, and American Sign Language. And we are going to have people who interpret and translate in all of those languages talking about their experience of working between one language or another. I am so excited about this, Lois. This is something I've wanted to do for a really, really long time.
And Théâtre du Rêve, Theater of the Dream, is known for educational outreach in many ways.
That's right. We have an amazing education director, Caitlin Rowe, who has designed workshops and residencies around The Little Prince. She calls them The Little Workshop and The Little Residency. And we've been taking those workshops with teaching artists, performers who can also teach and prepare students to come and see the show into schools for a month or so now. So teachers have booked us in advance to come in, prep their students for the show, or they might book us for just a workshop, just to come in and do theatrical work that allows the students to kind of embrace the French a little bit more through a theater exercise rather than just writing in their notebooks and speaking little conversations. The other thing that we have are student matinees, and I was very excited to find that teachers gravitated so quickly to this. The opportunity to bring your students to the theater and immerse them in French and introduce them to a piece of literature in 3D living color, to stay after and have a talk back with our actors. We always do that, and we always say, for the most part, hey, we're Americans. We learned this language, and you can too. We studied abroad, and you can too. We pursued our artistic dreams, and you can too. We're always trying to say, what's the name of our theater? What does Théâtre du Rêve mean? It means theater of the dream. If you dream of speaking a foreign language, if you dream of starting a business, if you dream of working in the arts, if you dream of anything, you can do it, and we're the proof.
And an important point you made the last time you were here, Carolyn, was that nothing wrong in associating French with the glamour of French culture and Paris and all the beauty that goes along with La Belle Époque. But in reality, Francophone, how many countries speak French?
If I'm remembering correctly, it's at least 55 countries around the world include French as one of their official languages. Now, I could be wrong about that, but that is, to the best of my recollection, that is correct. And that French is spoken, I believe, on nearly every continent. So French is a powerful tool for a presence of any kind on the world stage, be it a business presence or artistic or simply the capacity to travel anywhere.
Carolyn Cook, Chris Kayser, thank you so much for always seeing with your heart.
Aw, merci beaucoup, Lois.
Thank you, Lois. Always a treat to talk to you.